Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A former FBI informant has been charged with lying to investigators about President Biden and his son Hunter's business dealings. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports the charges were brought by the special counsel overseeing the probe in Hunter Biden.
Alexander Smirnoff faces two criminal counts, one for allegedly making false statements and another for allegedly creating a false and fictitious record. Prosecutors say Smirnoff told an FBI agent that the Ukrainian gas company Burisma had paid $5 million bribes to then-Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. But prosecutors say Smirnoff's claims were fabrications and that he had previously expressed political bias against Biden. The indictment deals a blow to House Republicans who have touted Smirnoff's claims in their impeachment inquiry against President Biden. An attorney for Hunter Biden said the charges show that Republican allegations against the Biden family are built on, quote, lies told by people with political agendas. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
A mass shooting in Kansas City left more than two dozen people hurt and one woman dead. Lisa Lopez Galvan, a 43-year-old mother of two, died in the hospital near the site of the shooting. As Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports, Lopez Galvan was an important member of the community.
Lisa Lopez Galvan loved the music of North Texas, Tejano. She DJed parties and weddings and co-hosted a chatty radio show. In her last broadcast, Tuesday, she talked about how excited she was for the Super Bowl victory and the celebration to come.
I'm glad it's here. I'm glad it's in Kansas City again.
Yes, yes, definitely.
And that just means we did it, and that's just setting the bar for another one next year.
In addition to her two children, Lopez Galvan left a husband and a big musical family in Kansas City. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
In something of a surprise move, Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fani Willis took the stand today, testifying about her romantic relationship with a special prosecutor she hired to lead an investigation of former President Trump. Attorneys representing Trump want the case dismissed, claiming the relationship is a conflict of interest. New data from the CDC suggests smoking illicit fentanyl is becoming more common and more deadly among drug users. Here's NPR's Ping Wong.
Smoking illegal drugs like fentanyl was associated with almost one in four drug overdose deaths in an analysis of data from 2022 published by the CDC. That would make it the most common cause of overdose deaths over injecting, snorting, or eating drugs. It's a change from 2 years before that, when injecting drugs was causing the most overdose deaths. The paper is based on data from 27 states and the District of Columbia. According to the study, many drug users have switched from injecting drugs to smoking them to avoid getting blood infections from shared needles. But smoking illicit fentanyl still comes with a substantial risk of overdosing. More than 109,000 people died from drug overdoses in 2022. Ping Huang, NPR News.
This is NPR. Israeli hostage families are becoming increasingly anxious as they see time running out for a ceasefire and a hostage prisoner exchange. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley sat down with the uncle of a family taken hostage. He's been working day and night for their release.
Yishai Dan's niece and her two children were kidnapped and held for 2 months in tunnels. He says the 12-year-old now has trouble sleeping.
His mother had to show him to open the door outside to show him no Hamas there. He was 60 days alone in the night, black day and night, all the time, alone.
His 16-year-old sister had a different yet equally frightening experience.
All the other hostages all the time was around her and don't leave Hamas to come too close to her. They know what can happen, so they don't leave her any minutes.
The children's father is still being held, and they are worried sick.
They love him, and they want him back.
Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News.
Consumers pulled back on their spending last month, though the decline came after strong holiday spending. Commerce Department reporting today retail sales in January fell by 0.8%. That follows a 0.4% rise in December. Economists had expected consumers to start pulling back on their spending late last year under the weight of mounting credit card debt, but that does not seem to have happened. Relatively strong household spending fueled by strong jobs growth and rising wages continued. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street today. The Dow's up 348 points. The Nasdaq rose 47 points. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas.
Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.